People with Samsung smartphones are discovering it's not so easy to get off Facebook. Some users of the Android-based platform have complained that they can't delete the pre-installed Facebook app from their phones. They can only disable it. For more, we're joined by Callum Borchers, senior innovation reporter at WBUR. Hi, Callum.
Hi, Jeremy.
So some Samsung phones come with the Facebook app pre-installed, but users are learning they can't delete or uninstall it. Is this true for every Samsung user? And is it only the Facebook app with this restriction?
Well, it's not true for every model of Samsung phone, but there isn't a convenient list for consumers. So if you want to know before you buy, you might have to ask a customer service rep in the store, maybe scour online message boards. And a pre-installed app like this, it's a business deal between the software maker and the phone maker. And so it's not uncommon. It's kind of like a product placement in a movie. So you might get a phone that has YouTube or the Amazon shopping app pre-installed.
But what is the difference between disabling it and uninstalling it? Is Facebook, for example, still able to track users if they disable the app?
Facebook says no. It says there's no meaningful difference between disable and delete. But then again, it's fair to say that public trust in Facebook's word has eroded over the past year. I think it's also worth noting that tracking isn't the only issue here. You know, some people delete Facebook because they think it's become an unhealthy habit for them. And so if you can't actually delete the app, the temptation's always there on your phone.
Right. What have Samsung and Facebook said about this?
Well, so they've emphasized that there's no data collection when the app is disabled, as I mentioned. And Facebook also says that the pre-installed app is a convenience. It's meant to give users the best experience right out of the box, so sort of save you time setting up your new device.
So Facebook has been trying to reassure billions of users and keep people from leaving after a slew of bad headlines. And we've talked about all of them, privacy and political activity, et cetera. How many people are actually quitting Facebook right now?
Well, Facebook's latest financial report shows the number of daily active users in the U.S. and Canada has been flat since the third quarter of 2017. So that's not great, but it's also not disastrous. But more worrisome for the company is a Pew Research Center survey published in the fall. That found that about a quarter of American adults who had Facebook on their smartphones have deleted the app. Mm. And the worst news for Facebook is that the deletion rate is much higher for people under 30. It's 44%. So, you know, it's possible some people maybe exaggerate in a survey. But what could be going on here is that people aren't deactivating their accounts, but maybe they're just checking once or twice a day on the computer, and then they're not checking anymore on their phones.
Yeah, and they're probably saying, screw you, Facebook, I'm going to Instagram, which is owned by Facebook.
Right.
One more thing I want to ask you about, Callum. A bankruptcy judge has given Sears another chance to avoid liquidation. Sears declared bankruptcy in October. The company's CEO, Eddie Lampert, has been fighting to keep a few hundred Sears and Kmart stores open, now has until 4 p.m. Eastern tomorrow to make a $120 million deposit. Is Sears still alive?
It's on life support, but yes, it's still alive for now. Recall that Sears directors indicated they were going to reject Lampert's $4.4 billion bid, so they're giving him some time to come up with another offer. The alternative here is just to liquidate, right? You sell off as many assets as you can to pay down as much debt as possible, and that could come as soon as the end of this month. But what Lampert's hoping here is that he can salvage about 400 of the best performing stores.
Okay, we will see what happens with Sears. Callum Borchers, senior innovation reporter at WBUR. Thanks, as always.
Always fun to be here.